Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Dear gas prices, go take a hike. Toyota is the number one retail brand for electrified vehicles for 22 years. The Toyota hybrid lineup brings efficiency with power and savings with style. Not to mention top tech to help keep you connected. Plush premium interiors and the most advanced Toyota safety features. So, now you know who you're talking to. Toyota, the number one retail brand for electrified vehicles for 22 years. With a hybrid or electric vehicle built for every driver. Seriously, dear gas prices, do you really think you could stand in our way? Think again. Toyota hybrids. Find yours at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Based on manufacturer estimates, CY 2000 through 2021 sales.
Hello, everybody. It's time for another one of our weekend previews here on the Blue Room. Domestic football is back after the international break. Everton have to wait until Monday, though. Goodison Park under lights again. And it's Burnley, the visitors. They've had a bit of a difficult start to the campaign, just 2 points from their opening three games. But it should be an interesting one and a challenging one, as it always is, with the claret to find out all about what Everton can expect on Monday. I spoke to Natalie Bromley from the No Nay Never podcast. Always fantastic value on Burnley and everything else. Of course, we spoke about their summer, some interesting signings and the game on Monday. And we also spoke about Dwight McNeil, who Everton are reported to be interested in. If you want to listen to this in full, about 27 minutes long, come and join us over on the Blue Room Extra on Patreon. We can get Everton shows every single day, building up to and looking back at all of our football matches. That's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. Click the link in the description of this podcast. In the meantime, hope you enjoyed this segment on Dwight McNeil and Everton's interest in him. And hopefully we'll see you over on the Blue Room Extra as well. Was there any sort of fear at your end that McNeil will be moving on this summer when those transfer stories emerged?
No, not this summer. I fully expect that this will be the last season we have him. I think most of us have accepted that. It just felt this summer just to not be quite the right time for him. And it just felt like he needed another season. He's guaranteed starts with us. He gets the regularity of action. He gets to put himself in the shop window and he's still very, very young. So he has another season working with really seasoned pros and playing against some of the best players in the league week in, week out. And that can only help him. And I think both him and his team around him, particularly his family, very much accepted that and didn't want him to make that move too early and end up sat on a bench somewhere and maybe not developing as much as he would like. His family are all Burnley and he's born and raised here and, you know, they're all big Burnley fans as well. So I think whilst there is a healthy bias towards him staying at their club, you know, they also recognise the ambition of the player, but I never worried for one second that he would go this summer. I don't think he would have gone. This time next year, I fully expect he will be a new player. He's absolutely class, and you're quite right. 25 million is anywhere near enough. And it's not always just about valuation of players, Matt, and a lot of it is down to the valuation of the player plus the compensation for the club that you're stealing him from. And we see this a lot with Championship players. One of the reasons why very good English Championship players are such an expensive commodity to buy is that you only tend to have one, possibly two at most of those in the Championship size, and they heavily rely on that player to get them into the Premier League, which is where they're all trying to get. So if you're going to poach that player away from them, they're going to be at a loss without him, then you have to compensate that club for the fact that they're probably going to have to spend another two or three seasons in the Championship whilst they find somebody to replace them and get them back up again. And that's where the value increases. And McNeil very much falls into that category. At this moment in time, certainly in the summer anyway, he was probably one of only two creative players that we had at the club. And without him, we pretty much remove all supply line to our front two, three, depending on who's playing. Now that might be different next season. We've already started to buy some players in there. We've got cover on the wing, so we're not as desperate for a winger as we were in the summer. So you never know, maybe this time next year the compensation value of that player will reduce. But 25 million is way, way, way off his valuation. He's a very good player.
Is he adored at Burnley?
Yes.
Like, you know, I mean, because I've not been to Turf Moor for a couple of years now, and you know, you obviously broke into the team around that point. But you know, I'm trying to, if you think of someone like Zahara Palace, you know, he is so associated with that football club and held up as a talisman and so important. You know, someone who's came through their academy, has had interest from other clubs, they've knocked it back, and you know, because you know the amount's not been there, and he is obviously almost a deity at that football club.
Yeah.
I mean, if we went to Turf Moor, went for a walk around Turf Moor, now would McNeil's face be everywhere? Is he on the brand and on all the club shops? Is he on the merchandise? Is he the fellow that sort of pushed as the face of the club? Because I think being on the outside looking in, when people talk about Burnley in the media, they talk about the front two, they talk about the centre back, they talk about the manager. It doesn't really feel as though McNeil's the go-to person when people talk about Burnley.
No, I think that's right. I certainly wouldn't put him in the Zaha character of being, or let's say, Troy Deeney at Watford, you know, that kind of character, or even Grealish at Villa. He's not in that category. And part of that is probably because we don't tend to have that kind of player at Burnley. We don't have standout superstars. We have a team unit that players want, and everybody is on even footing, and that's why the team unit is as successful as it is, because you've not got one standout superstar. But I think partly as well because we don't play that way where you rely solely on him performing. It's like you say that the front two are very strong and they score our goals. The Holy Trinity of the back three of me, Tarkowski and Pope are fundamental to our success as well. So I definitely don't put him in the Zaha category. What I would say about McNeil is that he is our one creative player. So he is held up as being our saviour in terms of providing entertaining football. And he's the one player that we have that will run down the wing, who will take the ball off players, who will run with the ball as his feet, will try the little tricks, will have the really good crosses into the box. The fan in you that wants to be entertained at football wants to see that, and we don't necessarily have that all across the pitch. Now, what comes with that, I think, is some pressure on his shoulders to maybe, I think some fans can maybe get a little bit on his back a little bit when he's not performing. You just think, oh, guys, come on, you know, like he never gets a break. He has to play every game. He's still really, really young. He's still developing. Like, let's not put the whole weight of expectation on him. His shoulders, can you? So no, I don't think you would see him held up as the talisman if you walked around Burnley Centre. However, if you asked fans who their favourite player is, I think the vast majority would say McNeil.
With the new Chevy Silverado, you might be driving in this, But with the Silverado's redesigned interior and large infotainment screens, it'll feel more like this. Introducing the new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Find new upgrades. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.